Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. In last week's podcast, I talked about how dogs perceive the world compared to us, coming in at about 80 hertz compared to our 60 hertz. Relative to our relationship with each other, that makes sense. Dogs are our most domesticated animal, and increasingly they spend the majority of their time with us, compared to in our early relationship where they perform various working functions that didn't require that much close interaction. A slow-mo perception gives them more time to figure us out and figure out our world and what our expectations are, and how to best give us what we want without sacrificing their own needs. But cats come in at 50 hertz per second, and one of their major prey groups, the brown rat, comes in at 39. So from our perception, cats seem to be moving more slowly, and from the cat's side of it, we appear to be moving slightly faster. I guess one way to interpret this is that the cat's perception is more closely aligned to its predatory nature than to any need to fit into our world. Perhaps it's a compromise position. Or maybe it's because our ancestors aren't that far from preying on rats. Consider all the money we're spending on rodenticides and other poisons to destroy rats. I would say that we still are pretty doggone predatory when it comes to rodents. It's just that we're not as environmentally friendly as cats are when it comes to the best way to do this. It's also an interesting paradox that the species for whom we have the most tolerance of different behavior relative to us, i.e., Felis domesticus, is more aligned to us, at least in terms of rate of processing visual data, than the dog. We ask so little of our cats compared to our dogs. We don't really expect them to see the world the same way we do. If we try, they quickly make it clear that they're not going to have anything of it. And we accept it. We accept it. You know, if a cat nails us or scratches us, or even one of the kids, that's a lesson. That's a lesson that says, well, don't do that again. And it doesn't undermine the relationship. It doesn't make us love them less. So I'm still pondering this. I thought I would have figured this out by the time I recorded this podcast about cats, but once again, cats are an enigma. I can understand the perceptual adaptations in dogs to help them deal with their world dominated by us and within our environments better. But the cat, it interests me that the cat is so much closer to us. Because when I think of watching my cat stalk and hunt something, even if it's just a toy, his movements seem lightning fast to me, beyond human comprehension. But now when I look at these studies, I have to ask myself, is this just another one of those delusions of mine and other humans? That perhaps we don't want to see that predatory part of ourselves and our cats? I don't know. It seems like another good topic to ponder in the garden. We're all predators, we're all prey, but boy, aligning human perception with that of the obviously predatory cat, that's not the kind of lesson likely to go over well in suburbia, is it?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.